Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
And welcome to the Shop Till You Drop online shopping digest version of the Computer Corner. Trying to educate all and any that have any apprehensions about online shopping. Feel free also to email us your experiences if you either don't have the will to be on the air with us or ability.
Maybe you're scared, but that's okay.
Just go to datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section. Not only will you be able to send us your suggestions and comments at the bottom of that page, but you'll see all of the resources on how you can be a very smart online shopper.
I will warn you, for you AOL folks, you will have to scroll. I know this is a
scroll,
bad thing, but
no.
You will need to scroll and scroll down.
Chris, what's that? What is scrolling?
Scrolling?
There's no other word for it other than scroll.
It's just a scroll.
You'll have to grab and drag the little scrolly bar to the bottom of that page at datadoctors.com, click on radio, and scroll.
You mean there's more on the internet than what's on my screen?
Scroll, baby, scroll. Don't be
Don't
afraid
stop.
Of the scroll. And for those of you who have a newer, and I'll say in the last couple of years or so, computer, there's a good chance you have a little wheel in the middle that
yeah.
you didn't even know what it was for.
Yeah.
And sometime just experiment and scroll that thing.
Wheel it.
Wheel it up and down and watch what happens. You'll be amazed.
The page just goes crazy.
And I'm sorry for those of you who aren't on AOL. You guys know who I'm talking about.
All right, so let's get back to some safety tips here. One of the things that we've been saying forever, and it's gotten a little better, but we really still recommend that you, if you're going to shop online, don't make the mistake of using your debit card. Even though it's got a Visa or MasterCard symbol on it, it doesn't work the exact same way. Most debit cards, as soon as you give that person the debit card and they run the charge, that money pretty much becomes unavailable in your account. So even if the credit card companies are going to give you some level of protection, well, you're going to be without that money until they reconcile this thing.
Yeah, so you probably have got some decent protections built in, but again, to be 100% safe, the best way to go is with a credit card. And for those of you that don't know, the onus of proof is on the credit, the merchant. So, for example, if I went and made a purchase online at Amazon.com, and I called up my credit card company and said, hey, I never received this, I didn't order that, it's not mine, they immediately, generally, will credit me back or not charge me for that charge. They make Amazon prove that I ordered it and received it. And there's a bunch of steps that have to be gone through for that to happen, but it makes it harder on the merchant. So as a consumer, you're very, very well protected using a credit card when you shop online.
Absolutely. Fair Credit Trade Act or whatever.
Chris knows what that's called. He was telling me this morning.
Yeah, what was that?
Fair Credit Billing Act.
See, that's what I'm. That's why he's here.
That's why he's here.
That basically covers you up to the first, basically makes you liable up only for the first $50 on a fraudulent charge. And for the most part, just about every credit card company now says, If you
follow these basic dumb rules,
right, then we'll cover you all the way. Because what they're doing is they're charging the merchant back. So if it was a fraudulent transaction, you don't have to pay, but the merchant who took the card has to eat the bad purchase, and whoever the thief was gets away with it. So that's why you don't have to pay anything anymore, is because the credit card companies are charging the merchants.
As long as you follow, again, the dumb rules. And
yep.
You as a consumer have to follow at least a few of the rules. Number one, you cannot give your credit card to somebody via email and be protected. If you give it out in an email,
you're no longer
protected. The credit card company says, you're dumb, I'm sorry.
Is that what they say?
They say it in about a one-page letter.
Oh.
But the basic line, if you can sift out the real guts of it, it says, you're dumb, I'm sorry.
Do they send a little wave file with the email that, like, number 48?
Bonehead of the day.
And you don't get your money. Or you have to pay, or something along that line.
Yes.
Now, so what credit card should you use? Well, Jim's on the line with us and has some information about a credit card that he's familiar with. Jim?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Tell us about your particular experience in credit cards online.
Okay, I've made some purchases online. The last purchase I was making was almost $200. And MBNA, and I'm sure you're familiar with that one. That's one of the big credit card providers.
That's one of them tiny, tiny banks.
Never heard of them, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's Maryland Bank or something or another. But I've been with them for 15 years. But anyway, they have a situation where you can go online and you can request a credit card number for that purchase only.
Yes.
And you set the limit on it.
Correct. It's called a single-use credit card.
Actually, American Express started that years ago, and then a couple other companies have now followed, but it's a great idea.
But I feel less secure about somebody in the merchant, you know, somebody with whoever I'm buying from taking my credit card and using it than I do.
You got this kid with enough metal in their face. Looks like they fell into a tackle box, right?
Yeah, making seven bucks an hour and say, whoa.
The pants are down to the floor, you know, and they're...
like my plumber.
You're describing Chris almost perfectly.
Yeah.
You can barely understand any of the jargon.
Yes.
You know, yo, and all that. No, I didn't want a yo-yo. I went, huh? So, absolutely. I agree with you.
That works really well, and it's so easy. Once you go online, you have it within, I don't know, less than a minute.
So that's great information, Jim. For those of you that have a current credit card, check with your credit card company. American Express, Discover, just about everybody does this. Wow.
Bye, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Usually I hang up on you first, but okay.
Ask for what's called a single-use credit card.
Yeah, Discover and American Express for sure do it, and it's a very simple thing. The concept is they give you a number. It's not even a real card. It's just a number they give you that works either one time or up to a certain dollar amount, and it's great for a place where you're not sure what they're going to do with that database, like Kim was talking about earlier. What happens to that database after you make your purchase?
Doesn't matter.
Well, if the number only works once, who cares?
Exactly.
You're fairly well protected there, plus the other things that we've talked about a little bit about being at a secure site, not putting an email, all those kinds of things.
You know what other question comes up a lot with people that are shopping online?
Which other question?
What about eBay?
What about eBay?
What about Tim and his question or his comments or his experiences on eBay? Tim, hey, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, you're an eBay guy, right?
I certainly am.
I think we determined you might even be an eBay-aholic.
I am indeed.
Are you on the selling side, the purchasing side, or the both side?
Both sides.
You've got three quarters in one side and three quarters in the other side?
Oh, yeah.
You're one and a half people.
Yeah.
So tell us some things that you experienced or heard or what you'd recommend people do or don't do.
Okay, well, first of all, my old neighbors in Florida, they were actually the first purchaser of anything on eBay, and they bought the first thing, which was, do you know what it was?
No.
A Pez dispenser.
A Pez dispenser was the first eBay purchase?
Certainly was.
Wow.
And they're the ones who bought this thing?
Yeah.
Hey, what are their names?
Kelly Woodward.
And what's their credit card number?
Yeah.
Just testing there, Jim or Tim.
Yeah. Well, okay, basically, I was going to go this Christmas. I was going to do an eBay Christmas and just buy a lot of gifts online on eBay. But I just had a couple questions, like what are the safety concerns? And I know PayPal recently just started doing PayPal, which is, you know, the credit card side of eBay, where they can, you know, you can
payment side, right?
It's also owned by eBay.
Yeah.
Funny enough.
Yeah, and they offered a new like warranty type program where you pay, you know, a little bit of money, and then if you don't like the item or if the item's broken, they'll buy it back from you. And also, I heard about something called Buy Safe. Have you heard of that yet?
Yeah, here's the deal. Let's give you an overview. Let's not just say eBay, because online auctions themselves, and that's really what you're talking about with eBay, because eBay is not your typical shopping situation where you say, I like that, I'd like to buy it.
Yeah.
Some situations you can look at, they have a buy it now kind of price, so if you'll pay that price, then you can buy it. And so in those instances, it's a little more like a traditional shopping experience, but for the most part, it is an auction. And because it's an auction, it could be an individual, it could be a large corporation, it could be you don't know who that you're buying it from. And I think that's the biggest concern is this person going to ship me the product, number one? And when they ship that product, is it going to show up and actually work or be what they said it was? And that's the biggest concern with eBay and that you have to do your homework on.
You can. Yep. The nice thing is they've made it a little bit easier to do homework on the person you're purchasing from. I would say if you're purchasing from somebody that has a high rating, meaning they've got lots of experience, they've been around for a long time, lots and lots of different people, and a lot of these guys have tens of thousands of positive feedback ratings, which means they've been doing lots of business and lots of people have been happy. It's hard to fake that kind of thing.
But if it's only a couple hundred or a couple dozen, it's real easy to get all their friends to say, oh, this guy's great, you know, just sign up for an account and make
a couple of transactions and do your thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they can set things up so that it looks like that. So PayPal, and again, you can learn if you've never done anything on eBay, you can learn all about eBay simply by going to the website, and they'll give you lots of tips on how to safely do transactions. Do it simple, like the Pez dispenser. Do something real, real inexpensive, something where there's no real risk. so that you get an understanding of how the system works, and then move up from there is what I would suggest.
It can be a dangerous place if you don't learn a couple of the rules of the road, but it can also be a great experience. I've purchased probably in the last couple of years several hundred items through eBay.
You got your TiVo through eBay.
I've got lots of things through eBay. I've never, ever had a bad experience, but I know when something is too good to be true. I read the fine print. It's very, very important to read through what the auction says and what it says about working or not. If it doesn't specify, ask. Those kinds of things. And you just have to do a little bit of homework.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Since you're on it all the time, wouldn't you say, I describe eBay as the world's largest swap meet.
Certainly is.
And if you've ever been to a swap meet, you know you're walking past stuff and you're looking at stuff and you're going, stolen.
Yeah.
There's stuff that's really good and a decent price. There's stuff that's good and not at a decent price, and there's lots of garbage as well. And so you got to kind of sift through, do a little bit of homework, make sure you're not looking at things that are too good to be true kind of deals, and you ought to be in pretty decent shape.
Yeah, the thing about eBay is the risks are much higher and the rewards are much higher. So it's one of those things. If you want to be a real safe shopper, a site like Amazon, you can't go wrong. They've got great reputation. You got all kinds of ways to get a hold of them. One of the things that I suggest when you're online shopping is if you don't have any contact information other than an email address, that's kind of a scary thing. If there's no phone numbers, no physical addresses, no nothing where you have some ability to track this person down, I don't know, man.
Check their return policy. Check the exchange policy. What happens if it's broken when you get it? What happens if it doesn't work? What happens if it's not what you expected or what they pictured? All those kinds of things.
All right, Tim?
Yep.
I appreciate that, man. I'm gonna have to check his facts there, on the Pez dispenser.
Yes.
But I appreciate that input. That's great information.
Yep.
I have to check that out.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. So it's buyer beware when it comes to auctions, eBay especially. It can be a wonderful place, especially if you're looking for that retro, that one of a kind. Some old toy, some old piece of clothing, whatever it is, that's a great place.
Collectible things are huge on eBay.
Right.
Huge.
Good place to find it. Just be real careful before you pull the trigger.
Exactly that. We've got lots more online shopping tips and more of your calls and questions about online shopping at 602-277-5827 when the Computer Corner continues.
We gave away a shilling to the Bo Sox.